Are you ready to try your hand at placing your very first stock trade? Then check out our free guide, 10 Steps to Choosing Your First Stock to Trade, the Ultimate Beginner's Guide. In this free download, you'll learn how to choose the right kinds of stocks and how to find them, know when to buy your stocks and when to sell them, and you'll learn how to take your very first steps to becoming a stock trader and much more. Grab your free guide now by going to tradeway.com/guide. That's tradeway.com/guide. Hey guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy you're here. This is The Word on Investing. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Hey, today I want to talk to you about how you can find your own investment style and why this matters. Now, when I launched Tradeway back in the early 2000s, I introduced 21 strategies for short-term stock trading. Well, now Tradeway has over 40 strategies. Why so many? And can one master that many strategies? Well, let's talk about that second question first. You really learn them one by one, little by little, line by line. You can never learn that many overnight and master them for sure, but you learn them one by one. And we have a system for that. We call it step one, step two, step three, step four. And then we have advanced classes and all kinds of coaching out there at tradeway.com and online classes, even live stock picking classes. So all of that is out there, but remember, you're not going to grab it all at once. It is good to learn as much of the language of Wall Street as quickly as you can, but that doesn't mean you have to master all these strategies. You're just kind of learning about them. And then you're going to pick one or two or three or four or five or six or seven that you can master, and you do them one at a time as well. So we're going to talk about why you do it this way and why this is important. So you're going to learn them one by one, line by line. Each has its own set of rules. Each strategy must be learned first and then practiced without money and then practiced with a small amount of money. And then these strategies give you the potential to change your family's financial future. Why so many? Why so many strategies? Well, this begins to hit on the idea of finding your own investment style, doesn't it? Because you couldn't find a style if you didn't have a lot of different styles to choose from, correct? So, man, Tradeway gives you like over 40. Now, you're going to use a combination of several of these, and it's going to fit you. So how do we do that? Well, think about this. Everyone has a different risk tolerance. So that's one thing to think about. Everyone's age is different. There's a second thing to think about. Everyone's goals are different. Like, do you want a lot of income coming in, or do you want to make investments that give you the potential to grow your assets? So your goals are different. And then fourthly, the bull and bear markets have different times in their life cycles, which behave differently. You cannot do the same strategy in a bear market that you might do at the front end of a bull. You wouldn't even do the same strategy the first year of a bull that you might do the third or fourth year of a bull market. So you have to have different strategies in order to match the strategy with where you are in the life cycle of that market. So there are at least four reasons why it's important to know how to pick your investment style and how you kind of go about doing that. So as you go through these things, sure, you're going to find one or two strategies that seem to fit your personality, your risk tolerance just perfectly, even your goals. And you say, well, why not just stick with that one? Well, because that strategy won't work in every stage of the market. So you have to learn several, but you don't have to know 40, right? I think it's important to get the language and the rules and the ideas of all 40 strategies, because how do you know which one to pick if you haven't at least looked at them all, right? But you just have to remember you don't master them all. You're not going to master them all at once anyway. So you're going to go for maybe a handful, maybe seven or eight strategies that you can use at different times in the life cycle of a market. So first we find strategies that fit our risk tolerance and our personality the best. For example, if we're highly risk averse, we might want safer strategies like buying and holding U.S. stocks at the right time. Or if you want to add a little bit of risk, providing potential for higher return, you would try writing covered calls. That's writing covered calls. It's funny, in the language of Wall Street, writing simply means selling. So what that strategy does, as you go out to tradeway.com, take advantage of the educational material, learn how to write covered calls, you're actually going to hold stocks that you love, but when they dip, you can write the call or sell a call, and it makes money while your stock's going down. So you can stay in the stock that way, and as it moves down, you make money, you make cash flow, and then as it moves back up, you gain the value of the asset. So it's really cool because it helps your balance sheet and your income statement. It's like having a little business of your own just in Wall Street if you learn how to write covered calls. But that is a very low-risk strategy, and so there's an example of something you can do if you don't have a big tolerance for risk. You can kind of think of it in a real estate example. It's kind of like if you bought a fixer-upper house, and then you rented it out, and you made the cash flow every month for the rent. So you own the house. It grows in value. That's your assets on your balance sheet. And then the rent coming in every month is income on your income statement. It's like that, except instead of buying a house, you buy a stock and you write the covered calls on it when it dips. It's a really cool strategy. Now, how does age come in? Well, it's kind of the opposite, really, of what the world teaches you. It's even opposite of what your financial advisor is going to teach you, in my opinion, because the world just generally says the older you are, the more conservative you need to be. Well, that's because all the world teaches is buy and hold. And here's the problem with that. What if your financial advisor lost 10, 20, 30, or 50% of your total money in the bear market? I mean, we're in one right now. If they left it in all the way down, you may already be down 30%. You'll be close to that if you go look. I know a lot of you guys don't look at your statements, but man, if you looked at it right now, you might be really surprised. And what happens if they do that, though, and you're 65 years old? You may say, well, I don't have time to make it back. Well, you don't have time to make it back with buy and hold. But if you learn how to take a relatively small amount of your total money and trade with it, like we teach at Tradeway, then you can make up for lost time because you have the potential to make higher return faster when you take a little bit more risk. That's just God's law of risk return that he flung out there into the universe after the fall of man from the garden. You can go check that out in Genesis, right? But it gives you the potential for higher returns when you learn how to trade. So you want to have some portion of your portfolio in trading and learn these trading skills. So I think it's the opposite to me. The older one is, and that financial advisor has lost a large percentage of your money, you need to learn how to do shorter term trades, not buy and hold. That won't get your money back in your lifetime. I think they're telling you the wrong thing to do when they say the older you get, the more you buy and hold. Like they want you to move your money into CDs or annuities or something like, or buy and hold mutual funds. And really the returns on all of those are so low right now, you can never make back what your financial advisor loses in your bear markets. And especially one like in 2008, but who knows, this one might be bigger than that. This bear could end up bigger than that. We don't know where this thing's going to go. So you need to learn some trading skills, and that's what Tradeway is all about. In reality, the older you are, it could be best to put a small portion, say 10 or 20%, into short-term trading. Because by taking a little more risk with a small amount of your money, it provides the potential for higher returns. Like I said, that is a law God put in the universe. It's called the risk-return trade-off. So if you're in this case where your financial advisor lost 20%, 50% of your money, and you're 65 years old, well, you know what? Rather than just buying and holding stocks, it would probably be better to learn how to write covered calls. In other words, you can still have a relatively safe strategy. It's the safest of all trading strategies by owning great stocks. But as they dip, you learn to write the covered calls and you make some income or some cash flow during those time periods. And most of these stocks, they will dip about every 2 weeks. So it gives you a couple of opportunities a month to create that cash flow while you're holding the asset, and over long periods of time, it should grow in value. So you have your balance sheet there, your assets are growing over time, they're appreciating over time, and then it can be utilized to provide potential to create that income a couple of times a month when they're dipping. And so that is really fantastic. It's not that risky, but it can really help you make back money that your financial advisor lost. And it doesn't matter how old you are, because you can have the potential for cash flow coming in every couple of weeks with strategies like this in many market situations. Now, you might be thinking, okay, why would writing covered calls work if I have to hold the stock and we're in a bear market and that stock is losing value? Well, you wouldn't if that's just a trading strategy. But if you have some stocks that you love and you think they're going to make a lot of money in the next 10 years and you want to hold them, well, then that's okay. But one thing you could do is, while you're holding those stocks, you can buy some cheap defensive puts against those stocks, and those puts will make money while that stock moves down. So you could buy some puts on your stock, which will make the money back that it loses as it moves down, and you can still write calls on it, which will make that cash flow every time it dips. So there are ways to combine these strategies where you can even hold on to your great stocks during a bear market if you choose to. Now, some of us just soon sell our great stocks, because you can always buy them back at the bottom of that bear. And then when the next new bull starts, you just buy back in at a lot cheaper price, and you can do it that way as well. So bottom line is this: writing covered calls might be a better strategy for you. It's a little bit higher risk, but it's probably going to be a better strategy than just buying and holding stocks. Certainly better than buying CDs or annuities during a time of such low returns on these things, and you don't have time to make back the losses with these low returns. Now, I just sort of proved my point with this one example, because if you're a person that doesn't like a lot of risk, you may be the person who wants to hold on to those stocks that you have, buy and hold them for 10 years. Still, you can write the covered calls when they dip, and you can even buy these little defensive puts to protect your stock when it is moving down, and that's very, very conservative. Or you might be the person that says, no, that's like, I'm not going to do that. I want to take more risk. I don't want to even stay in the market. In a sense, I'm safer to sell everything and be in cash, but I'm going to learn how to do some little 2 or 3 day put plays. Seems a little riskier, but I'm also out of the market in 3 days, which is actually safer. So, you know, that might fit your personality better. So there's just a great example of why you need at least three strategies. You need to learn how to buy and hold. You need to learn how to write covered calls. You need to learn how to do defensive puts, or you might do offensive puts, where you've sold all your stocks and you just buy the puts to make money when the market's moving down. So that's kind of how you could use three or four strategies right there. But so you can easily see how you might even want to add another one. What do you do if the market's moving sideways? Well, you need to know how to do credit spreads. That's one of the only ones I know about that will make money when the market moves sideways. It doesn't even go up or down. So, you know, there are a lot of strategies like that, but you need to look at all of them, because you got to know which ones fit your risk tolerance, your goals, and so forth. All right, so we've talked about how your risk tolerance, even your age, can make a difference. Maybe you need different strategies than another person, but also goals. For example, what if you need income? Well, then you're going to need either stocks that pay dividends or bonds that pay interest. But you need some way to make income. And another way, we just discussed it, you can own the stock and write covered calls, and it creates cash flow. So there you have ways to have income. You can so easily mix the idea of growing your portfolio while also being careful and also having some cash flow. It's really cool. Now, before we close, I want to get to the main reason. I mentioned it earlier, but the main reason that you need to look at a lot of strategies, I would look at all 40 of them, because how can you decide which 5 or 6, 7 or 8 you want to do if you don't know them all, right? So you don't have to master them, but get familiar with them. And then you can do the main thing you need to be able to do, which is to match a strategy to the place you are in the life cycle of a market. And let me give you some examples. Let's just take a bull market. Let's say it just started. And when do they start, by the way? Right at the end of a bear market crash. Usually that bear market will make what we call a triple bottom. There's a nice thing for you to know someday, right? They'll make a triple bottom on a weekly chart. If you're looking at the S&P, that's the best way to chart the whole market. And it'll make a triple bottom, and then it'll start to move up in the next bull market. So when that next bull market starts, what's a great strategy? Well, just learning how to do call options. You buy a call option. That's kind of like buying the stock, but the difference is you can buy 10 times the number of shares if you buy the call option than you could if you bought the stock outright. So you want to get more shares because it gives you more leverage. Let me give you an example, in case you haven't heard some of our earlier podcasts on these topics. But if you had, say, a $100 stock and you had $1,000 to spend, well, you're only going to be able to get 10 shares of that stock, right? So if the stock moved up a dollar, you would make $10 on that play if you sold the stock. But if you bought the call option on that $100 stock, you could probably get it for somewhere between $5 and $10 per share. Let's just use 10 to make the math easy. So now instead of getting 10 shares, you can afford 100 shares of the same stock. And so if it moves up a dollar, you make about $100. Would you rather make 10 bucks or 100? Well, I'd rather make 100. So I'm going to do the call options. When you get into Tradeway's educational system, you're going to learn why options are so amazing because you get the leverage that you need. Really, if you think about it, when you start out, you don't want to risk a whole lot of your money anyway. You're going to trade with a relatively small amount of your total money. And if you want to get a bang for your buck, you need to learn how to leverage. So options is the way to go. All right. So if you know how to do call options, which is one of the most basic things we teach, then when you get that next bull market, that first year, you can just buy call options for a year in many different great stocks that are going to be moving up. So that's what you do. Like an up play, the best is just buy call options. Now, what about when you get into, say, the third year of a bull market? All of a sudden, you're going to have about four major corrections each year. Well, just knowing that helps. About every 3 months, you need to be ready for that thing to move down a little bit for a couple of weeks, and then it'll move back up. So what can you do? Well, you need to make sure if you're going to do call options that about the third month, you start kind of getting out and going to cash and waiting for it to make that correction. And then as soon as the correction down is over, it starts moving up. That's when you jump back in with calls, right? So calls are great, but what else could you do? Well, you could advance to learning how to do puts, because four times a year, you're going to have a correction where it moves down. And if you know how to do puts, you can do 2 or 3 day put plays and make money while your neighbor is sitting there scared to death because he doesn't know what to do, right? So you need to learn how to do puts. Now, what about if you get into the fourth or fifth year of a bull market and the thing just starts going sideways? Well, you need to learn how to do a bull put spread. That's a credit spread that will make money when the stock just goes sideways. It doesn't even have to go up or down. Now, that's kind of cool to think about that. You know, your neighbor thinks that markets only go up or down. They actually go three directions, up, down, and sideways. That particular strategy, which you learn in step three, that strategy can make money if the stock moves up. It can make the same money if it moves sideways, and it can even make the same money if it moves down a little bit. That's called a bull put spread. So, wow, think about that. A chance to make money in 3 out of 3 moves, that's pretty good math, isn't it? So that is a great thing to take a look at, is learning that particular strategy. And then you have debit spreads that you learn in step four, and they can make money in a day. So you can get in and out of the market quickly, which is important when you get into the last stages of an old, tired bull market. So you can see right there that, you know, you need 5 or 6, 7, 8 strategies even to be able to trade at all during some of these times in the life cycle of a bull market. We didn't even talk about a bear, did we? Because the bear markets happen. They only last maybe a year, sometimes 9 months to a year and a half. But knowing how to do puts is really important. But you can also do the credit spreads and debit spreads upside down and make money when those things are moving down or sideways. Isn't that something? So you can see, if you had, like, if you knew about 10 strategies, you could cover every single stage in the lifetime of a market, a particular bull market, even when it turns into a bear. Now, why do you need to know 40? Because you don't know which ones fit your personality and your risk tolerance. You can mix and match where you have 4 or 5 or 10 strategies that also fit your risk tolerance and still fit all those different stages in the life of that market. So that's the reason we have so many strategies. That's why it's good for you to academically move through all of them and then also start to pick which ones you're going to master one at a time until you've mastered 5 or 6, 7, 8, or 9, or 10 strategies that fit you and will fit the place you are in that market. Isn't that cool? All right, guys, that brings us to the end of a year, and it's been a wonderful year. It's been great spending our time with you, and we've really appreciated you spending your time with us. I can remember we've had some wonderful interviews with some fascinating people. That's kind of how we started the year out. And we've had a lot of time in the Word of God looking at business principles from the Bible. and we spent a good deal of time talking about skill sets in the stock trading business. And we hope it's been a great blessing to you, and we look forward to being with you next year. So happy holidays and happy new year, and we'll see you next year.